With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The White River National Forest has issued closures due to the Granite Lake fire in the Frying Pan Valley. Alex Hager has more.
The two closures are on Forest Road 504 and the South Fork Pass Trail, which leads to Dead Man Lake. Lynn Lockwood is a spokesperson for the White River National Forest, and she says the closures aren't necessarily an indication that things are getting worse, but rather a preventative measure.
The fire is largely up above the trail. It's just better if people are out of there, and it's safer for our firefighters. They won't have to go in there if they need to do a response.
The fire was caused by lightning and first detected over a week ago. As of Monday, it was reported to cover 695 acres. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Today is National Energy Efficiency Day, and local governments are making progress on their climate goals. Aspen, Basalt, Snowmass Village, and Picken County have been working with CORE, the Community Office for Resource Efficiency, to create goals to reduce carbon emissions. Mona Newton is the executive director of CORE. She says communities are currently reducing emissions primarily through efficient energy use in commercial buildings and effective public transportation. And now it's about reaching their goals in time.
We know what a lot of the steps are. We know what we need to do, and it takes leadership. It takes leadership at the top. It takes leadership at the grassroots to make this happen.
As emissions have gone down, the economy and the number of residents have gone up. CORE says without these goals in place, the emissions would have likely continued to rise. Columbus Day has become more controversial, with some arguing that the Italian explorer represents violence suffered by Native people when the Americas were colonized. Kristen Kay reports Carbondale will join other cities and states in celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day instead.
The proposal to declare the second Monday of October Indigenous Peoples Day was brought to town council by Carbondale residents Rita Marsh and John Hoffman. At a meeting last week, Hoffman said the move honors the contributions of Native Americans.
I think it's an important tiny move for us and in a healthy community and to honor our past in this way.
The town's trustees were unanimous in their support of the change. They did stop short of including language encouraging Carbondale's public schools to teach Indigenous people's history. Trustee Ben Baumfock noted that it was already part of the curriculum. The city of Aspen passed a similar resolution in 2017. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
The controversial interim head of the Bureau of Land Management will keep his job through the end of the year, despite calls from Democrats that he should be fired. William Perry Penley has been the acting head of the BLM since July. His temporary appointment expired at the end of September. The Interior Secretary has now extended his time as BLM director to January 3rd. Prior to becoming head of the BLM, Penley was a property rights lawyer with clients including mining, energy, and agriculture interests. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.